You are listening to Real Bible Answers, a weekly podcast of Life Heritage Ministries with teacher and author, Dr. Keith Augustus Burton.
Welcome to another edition of Real Bible Answers, where the answers are always realistic, exegetical, applicable, and lasting. The question for today, dear Dr. Burton, is core than a competition line to guess the title of a song in order to win money a form of gambling? On that note, is entering any competition which involves winning money a form of gambling? Now, this is an interesting question which can be answered, I believe, by providing a definition for gambling. Technically, gambling involves a person putting up funds or some other commodity with the hope of getting a bigger return. The operative term here is hope. Some people see gambling as a form of investment and compare it to buying stocks and other types of financial trading. However, an investor does not place funds in a venture merely with the hope of getting a return. When someone makes an investment, he or she expects to get a return. While it is true that one who invests stands a chance of losing that investment, the probability of that happening with an experienced investor is very, very slim. Anyone who has gambled, and I know I have in the past, knows that the odds are usually against them. It's no secret that casinos, lotteries, and other enticing avenues of wealth would not be so successful if a lot of people were winning. There are absolutely no guarantees with gambling, and it is termed gambling precisely because there is a strong chance that the money may be lost. There's a strong chance that the money you put in will not be what you get back. Now, the Bible itself doesn't have a text that directly addresses gambling. However, there are a couple verses in the Bible that speak directly to gamblers. The first is 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10, which warns that the love of money is the root of all evil. It is no secret, my friends, that many people who have become addicted to gambling have also lied and cheated, stole, murdered, drunk, and sunk to deep levels of immorality in order to feed their addiction. It is for this very reason that Hebrews chapter 13 verse 5 also warns Christians to keep their life free from the love of money and be content with what they have. Many gamblers are so caught up with getting rich that they don't even realize that their actions are making them poor. Now let's get to the heart of the question. Can calling competitions be equated with gambling? I believe that the answer lies in the word competition. You see, a competition is an activity in which any number of people vie for a specific prize, and the awarding of that prize is guaranteed. In fact, many of these competitions require that those who enter answer a question correctly or satisfy some other condition before the prize is awarded. Ultimately, since calling competitions don't usually demand an outlay of funds from the participants, they probably don't fit under the category of gambling. Having said this, if a person feels compelled to respond to every calling competition to the extent that it affects her normal way of life, she may just be a gambler. I hope this helps. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Real Bible Answers. If you have a Bible question for Dr. Burton, you may send it to BibleAnswers@lifeheritage.org. Again, that's BibleAnswers@lifeheritage.org, or you can send it via MP3 to BibleAnswers@podomatic.com. That's BibleAnswers@podomatic.com. Feel free to visit the Life Heritage webpage on www.lifeheritage.org, from where you can access a number of services to help your spiritual life. We also appreciate your donations, which can be given securely online with your credit card, Or if you prefer, you may send a check or money order to Life Heritage Ministries, P.O. Box 56, Harvest, Alabama, 35749. That's Life Heritage Ministries, P.O. Box 56, Harvest, Alabama, 35749. Again, thanks for listening, and always remember that a tree is known by its fruit.